How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Starr, high above Matt's side in the WBZ gymnasium. Below us, in purple leotards and a shocking pink sweatshirt, stalks Carl the Killer D'Souza, anxiously awaiting the arrival of Dick Samurai Summer. The majority of this standing room only crowd seems to be favoring the older but more experienced Killer D'Souza. I think this must be, yes, it is. Here comes Samurai Summer down the jam-packed runway now. His remarks regarding the senior set, flabby gray hair, and Fort Lauderdale have all apparently been aimed at D'Souza, and this crowd does not like it. Summer has stepped into the ring and doffs his snidely whiplash-patterned robe. And yes, as we expected, the emblem on his sneer black trunks is that of Boris Batinoff, world-renowned bad guy. Now, down to the floor for our pre-fight crowd interviews. Can you hear me, Hemingway Monroe?
Yes, I can, Bob. And only moments before the greatest karate fight of the century, this crowd, which several days ago was fairly evenly divided between the two combatants, seems to have switched its sympathies toward the yearling of the Medicaid set, Carlisle D'Souza. Excuse me, sir. Press. You, sir, with support the Boston sound painted on your teeth. Just who are you rooting for tonight, sir? Can you tell us
that? Samurai Summer, of course. Now get away before I tie you to a railroad track, bumpkin.
Okay, a lot of wonderful people right here. And here's a sweet-looking young lady wearing a red, white, and blue shawl and eating a piece of apple pie. This, did I ask your favorite? And remember, we're on the air.
Hello there, Raisin Eyes.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
Who's going to win?
You. You're cute.
Who's going to win, ma'am?
Carl will win, dummy. He's so beautiful, he just has to win.
Yes, well, thank
you. Where are you going?
I see the greatest karate fight of the century is about to start, so let's switch back upstairs to Bob Starr.
What are you doing after the match, cutie?
Stop touching me.
Thank you very much, Hemingway, for another great report. Just as you described it, the greatest karate fight of the century is about to start. Carl, nice guy D'Souza, is wiping his upper lip of the milk, which he has just finished, before going to the center of the ring. Dick Summer is coming to the center of the ring, too, after kicking a small boy that was only asking for his autograph. Referee Perry Bascom is going over the rules of this match with the contestants, and action is about to begin here at the WBZ Gymnasium momentarily. The fighters have gone to their respective corners. The bell sounds, and the fighters start to move toward each other, both in their killer stances.
One moment, please. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. We'll return to the gymnasium as soon as our lines have been cleared.
It's all over. The greatest karate fight of the century is all over. In one of the most thrilling matches this reporter has ever witnessed, two razor-sharp karate experts have met in what I'm sure you, the radio audience, will agree has been, without a doubt, the most exciting sporting event you've ever heard. Remember, I just called the fight the way I saw it. I didn't have a favorite, but I did feel the kick, which would have to be considered the deciding blow, was certainly a low one. But I guess that's karate business. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it all. What else can I say? We now return to our normal program. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?